Amen. Father, we thank you for your word, God, and we thank you for truth, and we thank you for enlightenment. And Father God, we decree and declare, because of your favor, the enemy will not triumph over us. We decree and declare that God will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield. We decree and declare our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. I decree and declare we will fear no evil, for thou are with us. We decree and declare your words, your spirit, they comfort us. We decree and declare our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We decree and declare we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds. We decree and declare we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. We decree and declare a merry heart heals our heart and our souls and is medicine to our bones. We decree and declare great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. We decree and declare your word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and good health. We decree and declare for poverty you have given us wealth, for sickness you have given us health. We decree and declare it has been given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over to men shall give unto our bosom. We decree and declare we shall sow bountifully, and therefore we will reap bountifully. We decree and declare we will give cheerfully, and that our God has made all grace abound toward us, that having sufficiency in all things, that we do abound in every good work. We decree and declare the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, and there is no lack in us. We decree and declare we are partakers of the divine nature, and we decree and declare we shall live and declare the works of our God. Prophetess Darlene, please open the line for us to speak in our heavenly language.
Thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for another breath. Lord, we pray that you increase our worship, increase our prayer, increase our reverence unto you, that we would give you glory and honor all the days of our lives. Lord, I pray that you would move us into a place of great prayer. Lord, even in times when we feel like there's nothing to say, or we don't know what to say, or we feel hostage in our fears and the things that we do, Lord, we know that we have victory when we open our mouths and just say thank you. We thank you for all that you've done, even the things that you do that is unseen to us. Lord God, we give you great thanks. But I pray that in this season, as we move into this next year, Lord God, I pray like never before, Lord God, that we will see great manifestation of our increase in prosperity, increase of wisdom, increase of Lord God, strength increase, Lord God, of might increase, of understanding and clarity and vision. Lord, I pray that those who are wanting to give up, Lord, I just pray that you would give us an extra push, that we would feel that extra push, that your love has always been unconditional, always been, Lord God, unending. So we thank you and we praise you. We lift up our family. We lift up their hearts. We lift up those who are lost. We lift up the homes. We lift up everyone in this season, especially this holiday season, Lord God. I pray that they would feel the angels of protection, feel the angels of safety, feel the angels surrounding them in this season, Lord. I just pray, Lord God, that as you move us into our next level, move us, Lord God, that we would not forget what you have done for us, Lord God. May that be a reminder. May that be encouragement where we're going, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We lift up the shepherds, we lift up our leaders, Lord God. We lift up the prophets. Like, we just pray that the prophetic word just moves in the atmosphere like never before, Lord God, that it will break chains and bondages. We thank you for the blood that covers us and guides us and protects us, Lord God, and for the Holy Spirit that just speaks into our bodies, into our minds and our souls. Lord, we lift you up today. Always, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another day that you have made. I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for bringing us together once again, God, on this prayer line to lift up our voices to you, God, seeking you, seeking your ears, God, that you would hear us. We thank you, Father, for being in the midst of us. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, God. And we thank you, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you, God. And thank you for what you're doing in our lives, in the lives of these prophets, God, in the lives of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. I ask you, Lord, to bless them in a mighty way. Just strengthen them and keep them covered under your blood, God, and protected, God. And thank you for their vision, O Lord. Thank you for the school of prophets, the company of prophets, the prophetic order of Mar Elijah, God. Thank you for each and every person listening in on the line. I ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless them in a mighty way. Give them sweet sleep on tonight, God. Cover those who are sick, God. Those whose names are on the prayer list, God. Remember each and every one. I'm not going to even try to name them, God. There's so many people, God, who are in need of your healing, God. But you are the healer. You are the maker of healing, God. You, by your stripes, we are healed, and we claim that. We see each and every person whole, healthy, complete, God, in you, oh God. And I ask you to prosper them, God. Remember your elderly people, oh God. Remember the golden seers in the company of prophets, God. Remember all those who are homeless and without shelter in this cold weather, oh God, especially those here in the Northeast and wherever they might be around the country, God. And God, look upon those who are in the islands, God, who are still struggling with no electricity, with roads still unpassable, God. And those who are sick and shut in, even in the islands, God, bless them, help them, God. Especially those in Puerto Rico and those and wherever they might be, Lord. And I just thank you, God, for your mercy and your goodness. I thank you, God, and I love you. I thank you for healing me, God. Thank you for the healing you're doing in my body, God, and for the strength you're giving me, oh God. And I ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
And Father God, we just thank you, and we give you all the honor and the glory. Now declare, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and now there's no sorrow. And Father God, I thank you for the things that you're doing for your people. I thank you, Father God, for giving the desires of the hearts of those who are on the prayer list, Father God. I thank you for bringing forth healing. I thank you for bringing forth completion and wholeness, Lord God. I thank you for bringing forth swift recovery, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for breaking the back of lack in the lives of your people, Father God. I thank you for bringing forth order and stability, Lord God. I thank you for bringing forth clarity, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for freedom. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I thank you, Father God, for freeing those from the oppressor, Lord God, and allowing those who are exalted to be humbled and those who are humbled to be exalted, Lord God. I just thank you for the laughter and the joy that you bring forth to your people, because laughter does the heart good like medicine, Lord God. I thank you for the dreams and the desires that you're bringing forth, Lord God. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you, Father God, for the new money. I thank you, Father God, for the new relationships, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the new life, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for being, Lord God, even with my sister at this time, Lord God, and bringing forth all of the desires of her heart, Lord God. And as she
comes closer to the end, Lord God, and to the birth of her son being brought into this earth, Lord God. I pray that you allow no further complications to go forth, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, just for the things that you're doing in this season. Thank you for the new communication, the new language, the new wisdom that you're bringing forth in this season. I thank you, Father God, for just the newness. I thank you, Father God, for honoring, Lord God, and bringing forth the declarations that people have for the new year that's coming in, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the principles that you're giving your people to govern their lives by, Lord God. I thank you for the abundance. I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you, Father God, for touching our country, Lord God, and allowing our president, Lord God, to temper his anger and allow him to be who you desire for him to be, Lord God. I just ask that you just continue to touch us, Lord God, and just give us the desires of our heart as we delight ourselves in you, Lord God. And I thank you for forgiveness, and I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for what we've done, but we not know what we do. And I love you unconditionally, Lord God, because you love me. Amen.
Next prophet.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for being in your presence with the other prophets on the line to just show how much we love and care for you and your people. I thank you for renewing and restoring your people. I appreciate who you are, Jehovah God, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for the conversations of peace worldwide. Thank you for being a driving force in all of our lives. Thank you for the new day of commitment, the newness of grace, mercy, and peace, that every tongue that try to rise against us, you will condemn, and I thank you for that. Thank you for teaching us how to rise above all situations. Thank you for all the prophets worldwide in poem, and that's going to be coming to prophecology. Make sure their journey is safe, one, to and fro. I thank you for multiplying us with wealth. I thank you for your angels, the myriads of angels that you assign us worldwide to protect us, to guide us, and to go before us to connect us with right connections. And I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for I just thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness and their vision in globalizing the prophetic. And I thank you, Father, for the weapon of praise, that we can praise you and that open doors will occur for the men in prison. I thank you for early release. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. And I give you all the honor, glory, and praise as I thank you for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Aisha Cooper and Minister Bostic and Sade Wilson and Marcus Fugate and Mother Myers and all the other sick and shut-in. I thank you, love and honor, praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we just present our bodies this evening as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God. We pray, Father God, for your mercies this evening. And Father, we decrease that you may increase. We call upon the name of the Lord, God. And we ask, Father God, that you would hear our prayers. You said the effective prayers of the righteous prevaileth much, God. And we pray that our words will not fall to the ground, but Father, you will hear our prayers and our submissions, Father God, and you will answer them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, Father God, for stability in this country. We pray for stability in our individual families, God. We pray, Father God, for fresh oil, Father God, and fresh anointings in our families, Father God, and in our lives, God. We pray, Father God, for increased prayer, God. We pray for steadfastness, God, in holiness, in prayer, God, in submission, Father God, unto you. We pray, Father God, that as we come before the throne of grace, Father God, new mercies, Father God, you will render every day, God. We pray, Father God, that you will fill us with your love, God, and that you will fill us, Father God, with the word of God, even in our sleep and in our dreams, Father God. Let us have, Father God, dreams that will empower us, Father God. And Father, continue to speak to us even in our dream state, Father God, and anoint us, Father God, to even understand understand the language of God as we sleep, Father. And Father, we pray, Father God, for a new day, God, a fresh anointing. We pray, Father God, for new doors, God. We pray, Father God, for availability, God. We pray, Father God, that doors will open up for your people and that everyone on this phone line this night, God, as we pray for one another, God, that you will begin, Father God, to open up the doors of opportunity for jobs, for increase, Father God, for real estate, Father God, for whatever it is that they're asking for, God, that you would, as they hold their petitions up before you, God, that you would answer each and every petition. We pray for our government, Father. We pray for the safety of this nation, Father, and we pray for the safety of the government, the President of the United States. We ask, God, that you would dispatch your angels around the White House and around him, Father God, wherever he goes, bless his coming in and bless his coming out, God. We pray, Father God, that the government will be steadfast, Father God, in decision-making, and they would make decisions, Father God, that would be for all, Father God, for all people, for all nations, Father. We pray, Father God, whatever decisions that, Father God, are not feasible for everyone, God, that you will overturn decisions, God, that everyone would be blessed and everyone would be included, Father God. And we thank you for that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We call upon you, Father God, for new doors and new directions, Father God, in our personal lives and in our business lives and, Father God, in our families, God. We pray, Father God, for opportunities, Father God, for jobs and careers and increase, Father God. We pray for the suddenly to come, God, and for the sudden miracles. We pray for the sudden, Father God, blessings, Father God. And as we open up our hearts and as we open up our minds, God, we thank you, Father God, that we are in the position to receive, God, that we receive from you in a humble state, God, knowing and expecting that you are the great I am and that there is nothing too hard for you. And for those that believe, God, all things are impossible to them that believe. We thank you this evening, Father God, for increased faith. We thank you, Father God, for wisdom and knowledge. We thank you for new understanding. We thank you, Father God, for transformation and that we are transforming into the I am God because I and the Father are one and that we are walking on one accord, Father God, and we are walking in agreement. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of truth. We ask that truth be within our inward parts, God, and we ask, Father God, that you would anoint us, Father God, with new provision and new ideas, Father God, and new creativity. We ask for the unification of your people, that we would unite, God, and we would be one-minded and one spirit, Father, one body. And we thank you for the churches, Father God, for around the world. We thank you for Zoe Ministries. We thank you for the leadership, God. We ask that you bless them and that you continue to keep them, God. We ask that you bless the family of Christ, Father God, that you bless them, bless their coming in, bless their coming out. Continue to keep an angelical host, a heavenly host around them, God. Protect them and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against them thou shalt condemn. I thank you, Father God, for Ephesians 6. I thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Teach us to use the word of God, Father God. Teach us to use worship, God. We thank you that we are worshipers, Father God. Teach our hands to war. And, Father God, we pray for new beginnings, and we pray, Father God, for new insight. And we pray, Father God, that the words of our mouth will be holy and acceptable to you at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Father God. And we thank you for this magnificent prayer this evening, Father, with all the saints of Apollo. We ask you to bless every single one of them, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet and all the way around, Lord. Let them all be amongst family and friends and feel in good spirit during this time of year, Father, this time where your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, your only son, Lord, the one that you sacrificed for us, Lord, was born in this season, Father. And we just thank you for this season of family and of friendship and of celebration and of giving, Father. Let us learn even a greater sense of who you are, Lord, during this season, Lord. Let us give greater than we've ever given before, Lord. Let us be able to spend time with family that is more quality than ever before, Father. Lord, let us be able to create memories and friendships and rekindle all types of relationships, Father, in this season, Lord. We just Thank you, Lord. We thank you for every parent on this phone call, Lord. We just thank you for my household and, Lord, the blessing that you have given us in the way of a son, Father. We just thank you for his life, Lord, and my wife's life, and Lord, and my daughter's life, Lord. We just continue to thank you for the men who pray for their families, Father. We thank you for the men that pray for their families, Father. Give power to the voice of the men who pray for their families, Lord. Give power to their hands, Lord, that everything that they touch, whether it be career or family or their wives, everything that be in good and total order as they continue to pray, Lord. Continue to show their face at the altar, Father, and, Lord, get down on their knees, Lord, and just give reverence to who you are, Lord. And we just thank you for Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, Pastor Devin, Lord, and the example that they have made for all of us, Father, and in so many ways, Lord, with their stretch that they make every day, Father, Lord, let us continue to stretch as well, Lord. Stretch into new areas, Lord. We thank you for new opportunities, Father, that may not fit the bill maybe on paper, Father, but because of the stretch, because of the faith that we carry in this season and seasons going forward, Lord, we will make the cut, Lord. We will be the investor, Father. We will be the entrepreneur, Father. We will be the thought leader and the change agent and the community activist and the shakers and movers, Lord, in this next season in 2018, Father. We just thank you for all the saints getting prepared, Lord. Let them be prepared mentally. Let them be prepared physically and emotionally, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, God. And we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh unto you, God, but to the Father, but by you, O God. And God, we thank you, God, for increase in our lives, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for preparing a table in the presence of our enemy, for us in the presence of our enemies, O God. O God, we thank you, God, that as we move into this Christmas day, O God, we thank you, God, for helping us to remember your dear Lord Jesus that came to earth, O God, and dwell amongst us, O God. We thank you, God, that you are indeed Emmanuel, God's with us, O God. And God, we thank you, God, that you are more than anything that come against us, oh God. We thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your great confidence and hope, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, indeed, you are Emmanuel, God. And God, we thank you, Almighty One. We thank you for your only Son, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping us to immunate Jesus' life on earth, God. We thank you, Lord, that every day is joyous, and every day is joyous as the day of Christmas. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. We thank you, God, for the right relationships coming to us. We thank you, God, for marriage healing, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us decrease as you increase in our lives, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting the wicked fall into their own nest, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for healing in every aspect of our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we found rest in you, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you never leave us or forsake us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for healing us, oh God, from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us have a cheerful heart, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our protection, God. We thank you, God, for making a crooked road straight in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for growth. We thank you, God, for covering our families. We thank you, God, that you are our supplier and our source, God. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full, God. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation, God. We thank you, God, for ideas that bring money to us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for renewing favor in our lives. We thank you, God, because you are our strong tower, oh God. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for insight, God. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, God, for opening a way for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the great harvest that you have for us, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom. We thank you, God, for knowledge, God. We thank you, God, for being our foundation of light and love to us, God. We thank you, God, for giving us lips so we can praise your name, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping the thoughts in our mind of prayer, God. We thank you, God, that liberty and righteousness is our crown of pride, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that all committed to authority and governance be graced with wisdom, God, that is yours, God, and direct their mind and keeping them from unspotted from the world, God. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your goodness, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us patience that we will walk together in unity, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Almighty God, and we continue to pray and thank you for your blessings upon the schools, college, and all institutions of learning, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for your traveling mercies that you give us, Lord. We thank you, God, for letting us giving us blessings and traveling mercies as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe, God, wherever we may be. And we thank you, God, for protecting us and keeping us from harm to our body and our soul, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, for helping us to always know that you are with us, Jesus. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank you, dear Lord, for everyone on the line, blessing their homes, God, and increasing in their lives and their families, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for the time and the season that you give us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the overflow. We thank you, God, for giving us compassionate, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us the right minds, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for being the hope to all communities and countries that had devastation, God. We thank you, God, for that and granting them unshakable peace, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but thou shalt call our wall salvation and our gates praise, that you shall restore that has been violently taken away, or the thing which has been deceitfully gotten. For they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be healed. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. Lord, you're our fortress. Lord, you're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon can form against us and no weapon can prosper. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And we thank you, God, that we pull down the strongholds of disease. We pull down the stronghold of warfare. We pull down the stronghold of strife. We pull down the stronghold of division in the family. We pull down every stronghold of deceitfulness. We pull down every stronghold of lack and poverty. We pull down, God, every stronghold, Lord God, that would cause your people to not prosper. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. For you deliver us from our enemies. You lift our heads above all that hate us and that envy us, Lord God. We rebuke envy and strife. We rebuke, Lord God, deceitfulness and division. And we thank you, God, for peace. We call forth peace in our homes, peace in our families, peace in our relationships, peace on our jobs. In the name of Jesus, peace in our neighborhoods. We stand against illegal activity in our neighborhoods, and we decree that our neighborhoods are safe by the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare healing, for healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus travails and moves and takes authority over all the power of the enemy. The blood of Jesus prevails against witchcraft. The blood of Jesus prevails against all demonic activity. The blood of Jesus covers us and covers our household, covers our family, covers our children, even our pets, God. We decree and declare your glory to be revealed in our lives. And we thank you, God, for the glory showing up and manifesting as love, your glory manifesting as peace, your glory manifesting in our families as unity. We thank you for healing and restoration and repair in our families. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you once again for another midnight cry. We thank God for each of you being on the call. I thank all of the prophets for standing with us, and we thank Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan for carving out this space for us to come and gather and pray for the people of God. Amen. Standing with you for your victory, standing with you for your healing, standing with you for your breakthrough. Amen. And if this prayer has been a blessing to you, amen, and you're believing God for your miracle, amen, sow a seed of thanksgiving. Let this prayer call continue through your seed. Let this prayer call continue. Amen. And if you sow your seed, you will eliminate need. You sow your seed, it will stop the bleed. You sow the seed and be eliminated from greed. Amen. It's a blessing to give, and you want to, amen, make sure your tithe are in the ground. Amen. You should not go into warfare and your tithe is not in the ground. Amen. You want to sow so you can grow, sow so you can glow. Amen. And you will know that God has answered your seed. Amen. Answered your prayer. Amen. And let's move into our announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop on the live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at this same number. Amen. And he has been teaching out of his heart. The teachings have been powerful. The teachings have been tremendous. Amen. You want to also remember that on New Year's Eve service, December 31st, 10 p.m. oil mixing service, amen, at 310 Riverside Drive at the Eagles House in New York. Amen. You can text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. And for those that are attending Prophecology in February, remember that you must register, amen, for the conference. Your itinerary must be registered at www.prophecology.com. And the dates of the conference are February 23rd through the 26th, 2018. Amen. Pop Life Radio. Amen. Join a live conference call Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Amen. And at the same number you dial tonight, and you will be blessed. Amen. Prophet Joshua, the eldest son of the master prophet, has been bringing tremendous presentation of teaching. Amen. And Prophetess Jessica and others are on these calls doing a magnificent job with the Wisdom Wednesday, Man Cave Monday, Theocracy Thursday. Amen. Every day there's a different call, and it's just tremendous. And you can, amen, take advantage of these teachings and get fed all through the week and the rebroadcast. And also join Prophet Joshua at the 8 p.m. call now, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which if you are on the West Coast, of course, that's 5 p.m. Amen, Pacific Standard Time. And again, join us for another Midnight Cry Monday through Sunday. That's 7 days a week. Amen. 12 midnight through 12:30 a.m. Amen. And we are just so grateful for the vision of Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady and the wife of our Archbishop. Amen. Did I cover all of the announcements? I don't want to miss anything.
Yes, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, prophets, for standing. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for your commitment. And you know that as we stand for the people of God, God will stand with and for us. Amen. Blessings, amen. And amen. Happy Sunday to each of you.
Happy Sunday. Peace.